Read 180 Audiobooks presents Hamlet, adapted by Neil Novelli and Kathleen Forrest from the play by William Shakespeare. Before you start reading, let me tell you a little about this book. It's based on a famous play by an equally famous writer, William Shakespeare. Shakespeare lived and wrote in England in the late 1500s and early 1600s. He was the most popular playwright around, and most of his plays were huge hits. Now, 400 years later, Hamlet and many of Shakespeare's other plays are still hits, performed frequently all over the world. Hamlet takes place hundreds of years ago in a northern European country called Denmark. It's set during a time when kings and queens still ruled countries all over Europe. The title character, Hamlet, is the son of the King of Denmark, who recently died. Young Hamlet is really sad about his father's death, and he's also not very happy that his mother has already remarried to his dead father's brother. Before long, Hamlet will have a few new problems to worry about, such as, was his father murdered? And should Hamlet take revenge on the murderer? This book has a few special features. On pages 4 and 5, there's a feature called Meet the Characters, which gives a name and description along with a picture of each main character in the book. You might want to look over these pages before you start reading. You can also go back to them later if you get confused about whom a character is. At the back of the book, starting on page 51, there's a glossary. It gives definitions of some of the harder words in the book. When you see a word in the book that's in dark, bold-faced type, that means it's in the glossary, and you can stop and look it up if you don't know what it means. Finally, at the end of each chapter, and sometimes in the middle of a chapter, there's a feature called Heads Up. It's a little box with a question for readers about something important that's happening in the story. Sometimes the reading coach will read and discuss the Heads Up questions. Other times, you can stop the recording and read and think about the questions on your own if you like. Okay, turn to page 6 in your book and get ready to follow along as you read. But first, here's a word from your reading coach, Louise.
Hi, I'm Louise. We'll be reading Hamlet together. This story looks pretty interesting. It's got a ghost, a king, a queen, a prince, and maybe even a few murders in it. As we read, I'll drop in once in a while to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll share some things I do to help me understand what's going on in the story and to figure out the meanings of difficult words. When you hear this sound, it means I have something to say. Okay, let's get started. Remember to follow along in your book as you listen.
Hamlet, based on the play by William Shakespeare, adapted by Neil Novelli and Kathleen Forrest. Chapter 1, A Midnight Ghost. Why can't the dead king rest in peace? Marcellus shivered in the midnight cold. He'd been on guard outside the great stone castle since nightfall. He had a small fire, but it barely kept him warm. He was tired and afraid. He couldn't see a thing through the heavy fog. Suddenly, his eyes grew large. He could hear something moving in the distance. "Who's there?" he shouted. "Make yourself known." Another guard stepped out of the fog. It was his friend, Bernardo. "Long live the king," said Bernardo. "I'll take over now. You get some sleep." Marcellus sighed with relief. "Never have I been so happy to see a friend." He lowered his voice. "I was afraid that thing would appear again tonight." "Has it?" asked Bernardo, looking serious.